Clear skies and colder temps. We're going to get down around 39 degrees overnight, and then 63 degrees with mostly sunny skies for tomorrow. Right now, 60 degrees and partly cloudy skies. Time for the weekend. Buzz. You know, you started me a little late there. Rick, you were supposed to give me 30, then 15.
I know. I started a little early.
Intentional. You threw me the curveball, and I.
But it's quit. So I told Mike it's a 15-second intro on the song.
But I was waiting
Did
for 30.
No, it's only 16 seconds. I gave him an extra second.
I whiffed.
Because he wanted to do like the DJ thing.
You gotta hit the post.
Where you hit the post. You talk up the song. You hit the post.
Swung and a miss.
Pretty
Listen,
funny.
Your average is pretty good.
So. It really is.
Yeah, been off.
You're
lately.
Above 300. You're all right.
All right.
All right,
that'll
next week.
That will get me $1 million contract.
Try it again, man. All right. Batting 333 with $1 million contract. Thank you very much. Mike Phillips, WDEL Traffic Watch and NBC.
Hey, he hits the air drums just right.
He did the air drums.
That was very nice.
It was perfect. All right. Did I say NBC 10 First Alert Weather? He did that too?
He did that too, yeah.
It's a weekend buzz.
Where have you been?
I've been over here just running the board badly.
Okay. Good job.
Thank
you. Good job to you.
That's what I've been doing. All right. So this is Friday afternoon. We get to goof around. Sometimes we have live music in here. Today we don't.
We had a big week last week, so I figured it would just be you and me kind of recentering ourselves.
Well, we had to get some more live performers in here just for fun.
Just for kicks.
You know why? Well, because, people love it. I mean,
people love it.
They love to hear great bands come in. We had Mark Farner come in. He played some stuff at Grand Funk Railroad Guy.
I saw that. I was
here
when that
happened. And we also had...
my buddy Darnell.
Darnell.
Yeah. He played me a jazzed up Bon Jovi tune.
Which is awesome.
I loved it.
Because I even said to the guy, it's on the podcast, I said, I don't remember those chords from the original song.
And of course
said,
not.
No, they weren't there. So there's someone. We have to get Eva on, and she is the...
We were talking to her about a date. We just need a date.
Siren of Sweden. She's actually originally from Hokessen, but Sweden...
By way of Sweden?
Well, as I recall,
yes.
She went and performed in Sweden, and they liked her so much, they made her like an honorary princess or something.
Oh, wow.
Seriously.
I want that.
I know,
right?
Can I be
the honorary princess of the studio?
Yeah, they gave her basically the key to the country.
The key to the country?
I know.
She can go anytime?
She can go to Sweden. Just go hang.
Boom. I want to go to Sweden.
Hi, I'm Evie, and...
I'm coming in.
I'm the honorary princess here, so...
Come on in.
Give her wine.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right.
So, some of the stuff going on this weekend.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I got this thing. I don't know. I got this thing. I don't know.
Did the doctor take a look at that?
Yes.
Look at this thing
he
over
did.
Here.
He said it was all right. Just to leave it be. So,
very good.
I have this thing. I don't know anything about it, but I was intrigued by it. So, I hope that someone will call and give me some more information about
it. Oh, that's
this.
A good start.
It's tonight, too, which is interesting. It's crazy. It's the 8th annual, which is perplexing to me because it's the first time I've heard of this.
Uh-huh.
It's the 8th annual... Corks and Cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Do you
yeah.
know this?
Oh, sure.
Do you know this?
Yeah.
All right, what is it?
Oh, it's Corks and Cookies.
Oh, yeah, right. So it's the eighth year for it. What are you talking about? What do you mean?
Well, they never told us about, so we don't know.
I know. Well, it's sponsored by Preston's March for Energy. And it's at the Delaware Contemporary tonight at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an evening of horse divers, wine tasting, spirit tasting, beer tasting, silent auction, live music, and local pastry chefs proudly displaying their delicious cookies.
Yeah.
as guests enjoy each morsel. I want to know more about this. I don't know anything about it. I just saw it on my feed come up. And Preston's March for Energy is very excited. They say, see you tonight. Tickets are still available for purchase at the door.
Okay, so Preston's mom's been on the show.
Preston's mom's been on the show.
I didn't realize. I didn't know this was for Preston. So, Preston's mom been on the show, and...
Does she know about the cookies?
I'm sure that they're organizing this. Sure they are.
Okay.
He has this mitochondrial disease. It leaves him with low muscle tone and developmental delays and low energy. And that's why they call it, it's the March for Energy.
Is that what it is?
Yes, they're trying to... And so, one of the things that they did was, this kid, he can't ride a bicycle.
Yeah.
Because of this... disability he has. So he wanted to ride a bicycle. And we're trying to figure out how do we do this. So they found somebody who could make a special bicycle for him.
So that he could ride.
And he could ride a bicycle.
Aww.
Even though he has his mitochondrial disease that makes it almost impossible. In fact, it does make it impossible for him to ride a regular bike. So what they started doing is they started getting the word out that if your kid or any kid you know has a disability that doesn't allow for them to ride a bicycle, they raise money to have bicycles built for all kinds of kids now.
Oh, that's nice.
I remember they did a presentation to the Brandywine 100 Rotary Club.
Yeah.
And people there just got so excited. They said, here's money. Here you go. Build bicycles. And they did that.
Nice job, Rotary.
Yeah. So, I met her and some of your folks, and they were here on the program a while back talking about what they're doing.
About the Preston's March for Energy.
And it's not just for Preston. It's for
it's
all
for
kinds of kids.
All kids that
have
can't
special
ride
needs.
A bike. Yes.
Anybody's got special needs.
They need that.
And so these are very special adaptive bicycles. They're all individually made for the kid.
That's great.
If you want to, they're on Facebook, Preston's March.
Yes,
and also prestonsmarch.org.
I was looking for their website. I couldn't find it. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah, like I said, I've been on the show and I like thousands of other Delawareans, I was quite taken by what they're doing.
This is great. I'm glad you knew about this because I'm not even kidding. This is the first time I've heard of this event.
Yeah, so you need cookies, man. You need
cookies
energy.
And corks. Corks and cookies.
Okay.
Tonight.
So that'd be like wine for the adults and cookies for the kids?
Sure.
I have no idea.
No, I don't know. Individual tickets are $50. Couples tickets are $90. It's at the Delaware Contemporary. It starts tonight at 6:30. Preston's March for Energy presents the 8th annual Corks and Cookies.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I know.
That's cool.
So, yeah, so that's...
If you don't want to go, just go online and give them money.
Yes, that's true. You can do that, too. Be a humanitarian.
Seriously.
Come on. So...
Well, do it. I mean, what the heck?
I know.
You know, you can go... I mean, seriously, I sat around and done this with friends sometimes. We just start talking about something. We pull up the laptop and go... All right, tell you what, how about $20? All right, let's do $20 to these guys. Boom. Who do you got? Okay, we'll do $20 to those guys.
Charity poker?
Kind of.
Okay.
You know, it's not like we're sitting there giving a whole lot of money all at once.
Right.
It was just like, here's $20, here's $20, here's $20.
But collectively,
everybody buck
you're
up.
Making a difference.
I guess.
Sure you are, as opposed to not.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. $20, bicycle handle. Cool. That'll work.
Little bell.
Little bell.
Bing, bing.
I know, right?
Oh, my God. Did we just do that together?
Yeah, never
Please
again.
Stop
pretty
it.
Much, I'm pretty much embarrassed.
I know. You should be.
So now that you know what it is, you want to go and do that, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. But tonight, instead, I'm going to go to...
You got
to
drink wine.
I am going to go drink wine tonight.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Well, you're gonna, is it an event or are you just going to go home and...
Well, probably both, but we're going to go to an event first. We're going to go to the Delaware Art Museum's press opening of their exhibit.
Oh, what's the exhibit?
I'm going to tell you.
Oh, you got to bring up a laptop now?
I'm going to...
Is that a laptop or a tablet over there? I can't see.
It's a tablet.
Yeah.
It is a tablet.
Is it working out for you?
I love it. But it's not Apple. I'm a PC gal. So take that, Apple.
Well, I can see how well it works.
It's great. I love it.
You haven't even brought it up yet.
Now I'm trying to tell you about my tablet. It's the exhibit... Opening, it's the press opening tonight, so it's actually opening later this week. It's Posing Beauty in African-American Culture, curated by Deborah Willis. And it explores the ways in which African and African-American beauty have been represented in historical and pop culture contexts.
They have stuff to sell, like clothing and scarves and things like that?
No, no.
Because if you bought that, you'd be appropriating and it'd be wrong.
I would not do that.
Not allowed to do that.
Not appropriating. I'm going to celebrate this exhibit.
I don't know. Are you celebrating or appropriating?
I'm not appropriating anything.
There seems to be a line between all this nowadays.
It's not me.
Like even if you sing a song. You're appropriating.
Well, I'm not singing either.
Yeah.
So no one's going to get anything from me. Don't worry. I'm not appropriating anything. I am going to Posing Beauty in African American Culture at the Delaware Art Museum tonight.
So. How much is it?
It's a press opening, so it's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It opens next week, so you can see it next week. I'll tell you about it.
When does it open? Now, Delaware Art Museum is free on Sundays, noon to 4, right?
Yes, that is
still,
correct.
Yeah, that's
correct.
That's what I know most about it.
That's right.
Whatever.
That's right.
You're just saying
that's
that.
That's what you know.
Do you even know?
I do know. That's true.
So will that be free on Sunday?
I would imagine it would because it's in the art museum.
But not this Sunday. Do you know when it actually opens to the public?
It is. I'm going to open it up right now.
I think you said next
I'm opening
week.
It up right now. Yes. Yes.
So is this a legal opening thing you're doing or an illegal one?
Me? Well, what do you mean?
Well,
are you saying I'm sneaking in?
Well, yesterday we snuck in some beer that wasn't available. Thank you to Burke.
Yeah.
My good friend.
Oh, that's great.
So
this one?
Yuengling, yes. Okay. No, not that one.
Oh, okay.
Yuengling has a new collaboration with Hershey's.
You were telling me about this.
Yeah, it's a...
I need a good winter beer.
It's a chocolate porter, not a stout. It's a chocolate porter.
It's a porter. Okay. Semi-sweet chocolate.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yes.
You know I'm not super beer girl, so...
Good. I'll have yours.
Okay.
It's that
but
good.
But you think I would like it?
There are a lot of beers I don't like, mm-hmm. and I'm kind of a... I think of myself as a beer enthusiast.
Enthusiast? Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm not really a beer snob.
No.
Except that when I go to some place and... They don't even have Dogfish 60. I mean, for God's sake, nowadays, you know, forget the Miller and the Bud and all that crap.
Oh, don't diss on the Miller Lite. Gee, Scott will be upset.
Too bad. It's crap. So at least you should have Dogfish or Twin Lakes, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, I like both of those. I like Dogfish and I like Twin Lakes.
At least, especially anywhere in Delaware. Anywhere, yeah, they are hyper-local. So at least... Here in Delaware, man, you ought to have... We have so many great breweries.
You have to be a little bit of a beer enthusiast if you're a Delawarean.
Yeah, I think so.
Right? Is that your statement?
You don't have to drink that Miller Lite.
No, you don't have to do that.
You can step it up a little bit.
I wouldn't do it. I won't.
Well, that's because you don't drink beer at all.
No, that's not true.
But your husband, that's the guy I'm singling out right now. He's a great guy. He's a smart guy.
He is. Well, he likes his craft beers, too. So.
Okay.
But Miller Lite's his staple.
Gives me a headache. After the third... After the third six-pack, I get a big headache.
I bet you do.
No,
I'm sure you do.
That's the third sip. No, I'm not kidding. After the third sip of a Miller Lite or a Bud Light, I don't know why. It gives me a headache.
It doesn't have any taste.
It's nasty.
I'm just saying. Sorry,
it's not even a good drink of water. It's like spoiled water.
I wouldn't know. I hear it tastes like water. I don't know.
And here in Delaware, I think Miller Lite...
We have so many more choices.
Is the number one selling beer in Delaware?
That's because
right
my
now.
Husband and his friends drink a lot of beer.
They do. It's your husband and his friends. Exactly.
They are single-handedly financing Miller Lite sales in Delaware. Good for them.
Yeah, listen, switch off to get a pale ale from Twin Lakes.
I'll get him. Yes,
he's better off.
He would not poo-poo that at all. He would totally drink that. But
yeah. We had this yesterday. The Yuengling.
The Yuengling. The
and
chocolate.
It was smuggled in.
Semi-chocolate.
I'm just telling you.
Semi-chocolate chocolate.
Yes, yeah, semi-chocolate. So it's legal today. And I know Crestons has it. I know Pico listeners has it. Hello, Ed. How you doing, buddy?
Pico's, what? What's happening?
Pico's Liquors.
Oh, Pico's Liquors. I was like, why are you talking about Pico Energy in the middle of a beer
no,
thing?
No, no, no. He's called the show many
Ed,
years.
Yes. And, yeah. Okay, Ed, I got you. I'm following.
And then
I'm
Bob
sorry.
And Jeff Creston. Creston's Great Place sponsors the Thirsty Thursday. Thank you. Yeah. So go buy it at Creston's, and that's all I know.
And Pico's.
I think they have it, too.
I'm sure Pico's has it.
Creston's.
Or Creston's. Both. All of them. Go everywhere.
Creston's a sponsor, so I'm going to say that first.
Oh, okay. We'll say that. Creston.
There you go. And bookend them.
Da-da-da. Yeah. So after you're done shopping at Creston's for your semi-chocolate chocolate, whatever that is.
It's the Yuengling chocolate porter with Hershey's.
Chocolate porter?
Yeah. And the thing is, it doesn't taste like that nasty milk chocolate. It's got the dark chocolate on the nose. It smells like dark chocolate. And then when you drink it,
yes,
it's like semi-sweet.
Mm.
I know.
Okay.
Even the third sip. And the third sip of any beer is so important.
Does Creston's deliver to this radio station?
Let's give them a call.
No. Hello?
No.
We
need a growler.
All right, I'm going to try it. I'll try it.
Okay.
I will.
What are you going to talk about when we come back?
When we come back, I'm going to talk about Kat Edmondson.
Who?
Exactly.
Nice.
Rick Jensen next on AM 1150 and 101.7 FM WDEL. The Rick Jensen Show on AM 1150 and 101.7 FM WDEL.
Yes.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
This is the Weekend Buzz with Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald. Baseline goes there.
Am I on the... Okay, you can hear me now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Weekend Buzz is... Michelle tries desperately to tell you about things going on, and I try to interrupt her.
You're doing a great job.
No, I'm not, because so far you got two things out there.
I did. Well, I got a mention for Kat Edmondson, who is performing tomorrow night at Arden Guildhall.
It's not Kat from, like, Category 5.
It's not Kat from Category
she
5.
She is amazing.
Who we know and love very much.
Oh, my God. Cover
you
band.
You are, like, a super fanboy.
I am super fanboy. I saw her.
I know you love her. I know you love her.
I love her. She was at the Best of Delaware party, and they just nailed Boston.
Of course they did.
Eagles. Heart.
They can sing all of that, like, on point.
Well, the musicians are perfect.
Fabulous.
And then she's got a great voice.
Yeah. And she's just a super great gal.
But this is not her.
No. This is another great gal who
category
is named
five, Kat. Category 5 with a K, if you get a chance to see her, you should.
Well, this woman's name is Kat Edmondson. You love me no longer, I know. How about that?
She sounds like Eartha Kitt, not Kat Edmondson.
Kit Kat.
And she looks young. She's like 20 years old.
Yeah, she looks young. Yeah. That's great. I love it. That's like old school jazz.
Now she sings like this, but she's, and I'm going to say this, and I know it's politically incorrect.
Oh, boy.
I'm hearing Eartha Kitt, right?
Yeah.
She's a white chick.
Yeah. She is.
I'm just saying.
I know. But this is great. It's very sultry.
Yeah. There you go.
So that's what's happening tonight, tomorrow night.
Where?
At the Arden Guildhall. Right. Arden Concert Guild is sponsoring this concert at 8 p.m. tomorrow night.
Let's listen to this.
Okay, everyone be quiet.
No, it's just you.
No. Oh, I like this.
Yeah, right? All right, so that's like cool jazz from, I don't know what.
No, it's that is great jazz.
Well, it is.
That's good jazz.
From what era, though?
I don't know.
I know.
But
so
it's very.
Take to the Sky is the album?
Take to the Sky is her album, yes.
Yeah.
Take to the Sky. That's right.
I'm just Googling her.
Okay, Google away.
Careful, you get arrested for that.
Google away, as you will.
Old Fashioned Gal?
It says Old Fashioned Gal.
Do you know that song?
Oh, no, I don't. I thought you were telling her an old-fashioned gal.
Take to the Sky is
her 2009 album, debut album.
Well, apparently she is old-fashioned gal.
This is
like a bunch of people hanging out in some apartment in Boston or New York or something like that.
In the village.
Yeah, okay.
Brooklyn or wherever.
And they're hanging around, munching, blah, blah. I want to get to the music here. Hang on, I'm going
to
fast forward.
Her debut album was Take to the Sky in 2009.
But instead of Struss and often... Overrated. Are you tired of being assailed by barrages of emails?
Yes.
And are pop-up ads destroying your morale?
And pop-up ads.
Yes.
Okay, that's
like
cool.
That. This is like a Great American Songbook type music.
For each
I like
other.
It.
I guess.
I'm an old-fashioned gal.
Maybe she's 30, but...
She's 30?
But she looks very, very young.
She does look
young.
Yeah,
I know. What is she doing? I can't...
Her latest album is called Old Fashioned Gal, so that's what you're playing right now, is the title track from the album.
Yeah, I was going to get a picture up here in front of you so you can see her to see if she looks like somebody that...
She looks very pixie-ish.
There we go. Yeah.
I like her haircut. Anyway, everyone, go see...
so there you go.
Glad this is radio and we're looking at a screen and telling everybody about it. Kat Edmondson, tomorrow night at Arden Guildhall. Tickets are $30. You can get them at the Arden Concert Guild's website. And we will talk more about cocktails and music
and junk.
Magic.
And junk.
And monsters when we get back.
And stuff to do. It's a weekend buzz. And junk.
Jensen Show on AM 1150 and 101.7 FM WDEL.
It's the Weekend Buzz with Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald.
Yellow.
Nice. Well done. You know, we were talking about this Kat Edmondson.
This Kat Edmondson person.
Okay.
Allegedly, that's her name.
We're talking about Kat Edmondson.
Who's playing tomorrow at Arden Guildhall
fair
at
bust.
8 p.m.
That's a fair bust of my bad grammar. And I said she reminds me of Eartha Kitt.
You did say that.
So during the news, I brought up a couple different tunes here.
Yes.
And
we're going to play Guess That Person.
Here is the waifish Kat Edmondson.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh. She's lovely.
I got the vapors.
She's lovely.
She is.
I could not. I like her hair, but I could never wear my hair like that.
Pixie-like.
Yeah, I'm not a pixie girl.
You've got to be tiny, I think, to be able to get with
probably,
the,
yes.
Or tall and thin.
Yes.
To wear the pixie head.
You might be either of those. I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
But I can't tell.
Anyway, thin, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's lovely. Are you going to play something for me?
I am. Here's Kat Edmondson.
Bring me a good old-fashioned telephone, one inextricably connected to a wall. Oh, why be a slave to my telephone? And God forbid that I should miss a single call.
Okay, that's the old-fashioned gal. You know, yes. She wants the old phone. Okay, so that's her. And now here's Eartha Kitt.
We do it. Oysters down in Oyster Bay.
This is a fun game.
Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
You know what would be great is if we were matching the same song while they were both.
Well, yeah, but they would never.
They would never do.
No, they would never have the same articulation, the very same.
Right.
Pacing.
Even lazy jellyfish do it.
Okay, there's no other one. There's no other Eartha Kitt in the world. Okay.
Okay. I'm glad we cleared that up.
There's only one Eartha Kitt. That's it, man.
That's right.
You know,
we're here to say
she's close.
That Kat Edmondson is good.
And she's her own person.
Yes, she's her own.
Yeah, I thought there's some similarities, and there are.
Yes.
There are. But when I listen to Eartha Kitt, it's like, okay, no one. Madonna tried to do Santa Baby like Eartha Kitt. Hashtag epic fail.
Okay.
What?
Nothing. I like Santa Baby. I didn't think of Eartha Kitt when she was doing it. I was thinking it's Madonna's thing, and that's fine.
Oh, no. It was Eartha's.
No, I mean, I know that, but I wasn't saying, she's trying to be like Eartha Kitt. That's just Madonna being Madonna.
You're going to be compared to the whoever did it first.
Yes.
You know?
Correct.
And so there you go.
So good on Eartha Kitt, and go see Kat Edmondson tomorrow night.
Yeah, and forget Madonna.
And forget about Madonna. She's, that has nothing to do with any of what we're talking about.
Yeah, Madonna, she's still skanky. Forget it.
Oh, stop it. She's not.
She is so.
She's not.
Oh, my God.
She's
of
not.
All, seriously, monster.
She's not a monster. Do you want to talk about monsters? Okay.
Go
let's
ahead.
Let's talk about monsters then.
Different kinds of monsters.
Also tomorrow,
uh-huh.
The opposite of lovely, which is Kat Edmondson, is...
Madonna!
No! Tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Delaware Museum of Natural History, they are sponsoring an event called Monsters at the Museum.
Okay, so dinosaurs and...
You might think that, yes.
I might, but I'd be wrong.
This is actually about finding out whether creepy crawlers are really as scary as they're cracked up to be.
Yeah.
It's a delightful, not frightful event, and you can get up close and personal with their insect collection and find the bugs aren't so scary after all.
All right. Hang on. Just right there.
Okay.
Travel with me back in time.
Yes.
There you are. It's 11:45 in the evening.
Yeah. In the evening? Okay.
At night.
What am I doing up so late?
You're watching TV.
Okay.
Because you're just not ready for bed.
Okay, fine.
And you're sitting there with a glass of wine.
A Zinfandel, probably. Go ahead.
Yes, a red Zinfandel.
An old vine.
Because friends don't let friends
drink bad wine.
Drink white Zinfandel.
Yeah. Oh, that doesn't even come to my house. Stop.
Exactly.
Okay.
Not even allowed in the neighborhood.
I'm with you. Okay, go ahead.
And as usual, you're sitting on the floor with your back against the sofa.
Okay.
On the carpet.
Stop following me to my house.
See?
Okay, go ahead.
You notice a little shadow at the TV, which is a good 20 feet away from you.
Yeah.
But it's on the carpet, and you see a little shadow walking toward you.
Yeah.
Teeny tiny shadow.
Mm-hmm.
About this big.
Yeah. Okay. About this big, folks.
Or maybe about this big.
Maybe that big.
Maybe that big.
Is it tall like that?
Part of it is rather tall.
You're going to make me throw up. What is this?
As it gets closer and closer, you realize that the back end of it is higher than the front end of it.
What are you saying to me right now?
It was about a 2-inch long scorpion.
In my house?
In your house.
Why is it in my house?
I have no idea, but it shouldn't be.
Right.
And it's walking toward you.
Why? What?
Well, here's the reason why. Because you made the bad decision to move to Alabama.
Well, that would never happen.
Exactly.
Also.
In Birmingham, Alabama, which is Darwin's waiting room.
Okay.
And you decided to spend a lifetime there 1 year.
I probably couldn't get any Zinfandel there. Go ahead.
You couldn't, no.
I can get a scorpion in my house.
You can get a scorpion in your house.
Okay.
Exactly.
That doesn't sound pleasant.
Well, it did, and I ran to the kitchen, and I got a jar, and I put it in the jar.
You put it in a jar?
I put it in a jar.
You know what you should have done?
What?
Burned the house down and left. So, anyhow.
So, you tell me that these bugs are not scary. at 11:45 in the evening on a Saturday when you're drinking your glass of wine. For me, it was a beer, watching TV, and it really happened.
That's gross. But I think that this will be probably less gross than that.
Okay.
I'm hoping that. It's you can look at these things up close and maybe they won't be so scary. I don't think you're going to get up close to a scorpion.
Okay, I want to know if you're joining the club Indiana Jones and Ron Weasley.
I don't know what that is.
They hate spiders.
I hate spiders.
And snakes. Indiana Jones especially snakes, but
or like steaks.
Snakes. Yeah.
And I don't mind snakes.
And then Ron Weasley.
Who's that? I don't know who that is. Sorry, audience. What? He's looking at me like he
Harry Potter?
Oh, I don't watch Harry Potter.
You've never watched the Harry Potter movies?
I've never seen a Harry Potter. I haven't read the book, the movie, nothing, no.
Well, you don't need the books. The books are they're like 800 pages long.
I have never seen that.
You've never seen, why have you never seen a Harry Potter movie?
That doesn't interest me. I don't want that. No.
Pass. Wow, really?
Hard pass, yeah.
No kidding.
No, yes. He doesn't like spiders either, though. Whatever his name is, Weasley. That's his name?
Ron Weasley.
Ron Weasley? You know, that's a Harry Potter character?
His sister married Harry Potter. How can you not know these things?
I don't know any of that.
Right.
I don't want to know that.
That's stunning,
so
man.
So what's his problem? He doesn't like snakes?
Spiders.
Oh, spiders? Yes. Yeah. Nobody. Who likes spiders?
There are people who keep spiders as pets.
Well, that's just sick.
Well, there are people who like the great big hairy ones.
Oh, please. You're making me sick. I'm going to throw up all over this console.
Ginormous arachnids.
Please don't.
Have you ever seen the Princess Bride movie? You ever watch any movies at all? You ever seen that movie?
Yes, I've seen that. What do you mean? Of course I've seen that movie.
Perhaps they could be spiders of unusual size.
If that were happening, I would be dead.
Right,
because
along,
I would fall over dead.
Right alongside the rodents.
The rodents of unusual size. The R-O-U-S's?
Yes.
Yes. If there were S-O-U-S's, I would be D-E-A-D. We don't care about that. But children might find monsters at the museum. Yeah. Interesting.
Are you still talking about that?
I am. Okay. It's tomorrow. Look at me. I'm all itchy now.
See, there's just something. And by the way, I've often wondered
about
this.
Tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Delaware Museum of Natural History. Go see some monsters, possibly spiders. I don't know.
Maybe somebody can explain this to me. 302-529-1017. I'm serious. 529-1017.
What do you want to know?
Why? And I've asked many friends about this, and no one seems to have a reassuring or compelling answer.
Yes.
Why is it when a movie comes on TV and you own the movie, either you've owned access to it through Comcast or Verizon, you own the Blu-ray DVD, you own an old DVD.
Yeah.
But there it is, whether it's Star Wars or Harry Potter.
Princess Bride.
Or Princess Bride or the Sherlock movies. Why is it? Mm-hmm. That you will sit there and watch it on TV with the commercials.
Yes.
Even though you say, well, I want to watch this. Why don't you go and put the DVD in because, hey, you decide you want to watch this. But no, you'll sit there and suffer through the commercials.
Do you know why?
No.
Because I don't understand how to work my DVD player.
Well, that's a good answer.
There you go. That's the answer.
Then why do you even own any DVDs?
Because G. Scott bought it.
Oh, because your husband runs it for you.
He knows how to work that thing.
My God, you're like my old man.
I am very dumb with my technology.
Your TV doesn't work.
I can barely work this tablet.
Come on over here and turn my TV on.
Help me with the TV.
Dad, it's the button.
And I'm a very girly,
on the front.
Goofy.
I don't know where the front is.
I don't even think I know how to turn on the TV.
This damn flip phone isn't working.
I know how to work my phone.
My flip phone isn't working.
I don't have a flip phone. I have a Samsung Galaxy, a new one.
You maybe should get a flip phone.
Maybe I should. Maybe my life would be easier, probably.
The TV remote controller has a wire.
I need my TV remote to do everything. Turn on, change the channel, make a DVD happen.
Yeah.
Make the other Netflix thing pop up, all of that stuff.
Yeah, on one device.
I want to actually just go, let me see The Princess Bride, and then it pops up.
There you go.
I want that. That's what I want in my life. That's all.
Alexa, play Princess Bride.
Will she do that?
I think you can do that.
Yeah.
Ask IT Matt. He'll know.
You can IT Matt?
IT Matt.
Oh, he's not here right now.
Well, you can email him.
Okay.
Matt.
Rick.
No, he'll never see that.
He won't answer that.
He'll never see it.
All right.
No, Matt@therickjensenshow.com.
It's like magic to me. I want magic to happen in my house.
He can do that.
Okay, good. Well, IT Matt, make me some magic. Give me a remote that does that.
He can tell you how to spend hundreds of dollars to make it happen.
Okay. Do I need to spend more money? I just bought all these DVDs.
And you don't know how to play them.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Okay, so you know what else I want? Magic.
What?
I want some more magic to happen. Oh, thank God, there's magic happening tomorrow at Old Town Hall.
Bad segue.
Tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Delaware Historical Society's Old Town Hall, you can enjoy an event they're calling Conjuring and Cocktails. How about that?
The more you drink, the more mysterious it gets.
How do y'all do that? You'll forget where you put your beer.
Is that my beer? It disappeared. It disappeared. Where'd it go?
$20 for members, $30 for non-members.
My big old belly.
Magic returns to Old Town Hall. It will make your belly grow with beer. Magician and historian Randy Schein. The face of the new millennium magician.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes.
No.
He's going to mesmerize you with his talents.
He'll be hypnotized.
While retelling the story of the first American-born illusionist, Richard Potter. Is he related to Harry? We won't know unless
Hey, turn around. I'll show you how I hide this.
Oh, my God.
My bear.
I don't think that's what this is.
No?
So, Randy Schein is going to tell you about the American-born illusionist Richard Potter, do some illusions of his own, and you can enjoy some cocktails while he's doing his thing.
While he's fooling you.
That's right. While he's illusioning you.
Right.
He can do that.
It's an illusion.
It's magic.
That's the thing. But... How much do you want people to be drinking? Because they're going to be harassing you. I hope he's good with hecklers.
Maybe it makes it easier for him.
I hope he's good as hecklers.
I'm sure he is. I'm sure he's okay. I'm sure he's fine.
You have no idea.
The Delaware Historical Society.
You're so supportive of people you don't know.
Tomorrow, again, try to give people the benefit of the doubt, except some other people that I know. Don't know.
You don't know?
That I don't know. I won't mention their name. Starts with a T.
Wow. Who is this? I want to know. Is it someone you don't know?
Yes, I don't know them.
Okay.
I don't know them personally.
Oh, politics.
I just know of them.
Gotcha.
I've heard bad things.
Okay.
Tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Delaware Historical Society, please go check out Conjuring and Cocktails.
All right.
Do you need more?
No, we're going to take a break in about a minute or so.
All right. Well, then when I come back, we're going to talk about the arts at Trinity.
Okay, so we're going to go now then.
Oh, we can do that now?
Well, we can leave now, or we can take a break.
You guys want us to stay here right now?
We don't actually go anywhere.
We're not going anywhere.
We're not going anywhere. We play these commercials. You stay through the commercials because there's some interesting stuff for you to listen to.
There is.
There's some good information in some of these commercials.
It's very, very interesting.
Things you want to know. Things you need to know.
Things to know from our commercials.
No idea. All right. When we come back, more junk. More stuff to do.
This is very important stuff also.
I know. You spend hours and hours compiling all this.
Do you know how long it spent I took to get all this stuff together? And you're just belittling it.
You're calling it junk.
This isn't junk. I also want to mention the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when we get back.
You sure got over that quickly.
Oh. Yeah. The Rick Jensen Show. AM 1150 and 101.7 FM WDEL.
This is the Weekend Buzz with Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald and me, Little Ricky.
Little Ricky.
Okay, so Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced their nominees, right?
They did. Well, before we do that, I want to remind everybody that this Sunday, the Arts at Trinity is presenting the Seraphim Ensemble and Friends at 4 o'clock on Sunday. What's that? Seraphim and Friends consists of violinist Kate Ransom, cellist Sheree Kruger, and pianist William Ransom, and they will be performing a free concert at 4 o'clock at the Arts at Trinity on Sunday.
You've heard of the bluefin whale? That's the seraphim whale.
That is not what that is.
So
that's not what it sounds like.
So here's what I want to know. There are a lot of bands that have been snubbed in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's true.
And I want to know, is Bad Company finally on the list?
They are not, and I'm with you on that. I'm a big Bad Company fan.
You are Bad Company.
I'm Bad Company.
Till the day you die.
That's right.
Doobie Brothers.
Doobie Brothers are on the list, yes.
Before Michael McDonald. who saved the band?
Pre-Michael McDonald?
Yeah, he saved the band and he ruined... How about your favorite, the Struts?
The Struts are not eligible yet.
Yeah.
But I'm hopeful that someday they will be.
I have two Struts songs on my iPhone because of you.
Because of me, of course.
You know they are?
Prima Donna Like Me.
Yeah, there you go.
And Body Talks.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the big ones.
Yes!
And...
Are you going to play those now? No, you're not. Okay.
No. Nah.
Okay, that's fine. Foo Fighters are also not on this list, but I think they're eligible next year. They'll get there. It's okay.
We fought all the Foo that needs to be fought.
Is that right?
Steve Winwood?
No Steve Winwood, no.
Really?
No.
That's not right.
Would you like me to list?
Because of his early work, in blues and stuff, and even before Traffic, too, yeah. Traffic. Absolutely. Very, very influential. Jan and Dean, man.
Right?
Are they on the list?
No.
They're
not.
Los Lobos?
No.
Oh, Los Lobos. No. They really should be.
They're not. I'm telling
But they
you.
Should be for just all that they've done.
Okay. I'll call the Rock Hall.
Okay. I'm going to say one more.
Do you want to know who is on the list?
The Meters. That's the last one I want to mention.
Okay.
So those guys.
They're not on the list either.
They were like the backing band for all the great hits.
Like what?
For all the bands, they played. They're like the backup, the band.
They're the band.
For so many.
They're the band that's not the band.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. For so many other stars.
Okay.
Long time
the
ago.
The Meters.
Big time backing band.
Los Lobos. And who else?
They were like, they've been described this way. They were the backing band for everybody not named James Brown. That's how they've been described.
That's how they're,
that,
described.
They're
that's
big
how
deal.
You describe them? Or
that's how they've been described. They're
okay.
A big deal.
Okay.
Okay.
So here's the list.
Uh-huh.
The official list. Pat Benatar. Thumbs up on that. That's been a while, and that's a long time coming. I'm glad that's happening. Dave Matthews Band.
Really? He's not rock. Well, I guess everybody.
Listen, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is
right.
a very
it's
broad spectrum.
Now.
I'm not advocating for Dave Matthews
yeah.
Band because I'm not a fan. But my brother is, so there you go. Depeche Mode. The Doobie Brothers.
Really? Okay, about time, Doobies.
Yeah,
all right.
Doobie Brothers. Whitney Houston. Judas Priest.
Mott the Hoople?
No. No. Kraftwerk.
Why are you laughing at that?
Kraftwerk. MC5. And MC5 has been on the ballot multiple times.
They have, yeah.
And maybe this is their time. So
they should be
hopeful.
In the Hall of Fame.
Yes, they should be.
Yeah.
Let's hope that this is it. Motorhead, Nine Inch Nails, Notorious B.I.G.
There are a lot of Nine Inch Nails fans who are angry that they're not in there. I don't know if they should
be. I love Nine Inch Nails.
They're a little depressing. Just going to say.
Well, I'm not going to say they're not, but
yeah.
Trent Reznor's a pretty big genius. So, what'd I say? Notorious B.I.G.
You
Rufus.
Must have had a lot of teen angst.
Me?
Yeah, for Nine Inch Nails, right?
I was older when Nine Inch Nails came out, so
okay.
I was beyond my angst.
So, in your 20s angst?
Yes, I was in my 20s. Oh.
Sure.
Yeah. Rufus featuring Chaka Khan.
Yeah, they've been, a lot of people think they should be in there, and they haven't been.
Todd Rundgren, Soundgarden, T-Rex.
Soundgarden.
And Thin Lizzy. Soundgarden, Chris Cornell.
T-Rex, yes. I'm trying to think about, you know, rock early bands that were very influential.
Yeah, T-Rex, definitely. Thin Lizzy, definitely. Totally.
Yeah, I guess.
You don't think so?
Oh, they had a couple of songs. I don't know if they're all that innovative.
They don't have to be. They just have to be influential, not necessarily innovative. T-Rex was influential, definitely.
Is Brian Eno in the Hall of Fame? It was with Roxy Music.
Roxy Music was inducted last year.
Yeah, okay. So
collectively, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
But, yeah, so
again,
think about that list, everybody. And we can talk about it again maybe next week.
In that voice.
That's right.
All right, have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks, Michelle.
Bye.